You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, when they met for the NCAA championship several years ago, it was Magic Johnson's Michigan State team that prevailed. And Larry Bird is close to gaining revenge in that personal battle with Magic Johnson. Bird has 18 points, 11 rebounds. Magic Johnson has 16 points.
That was 1984. Anyone having any flashbacks, perhaps?
Well, it's pre-Michael Jordan. I mean, that's ancient basketball history.
It is, but we're about to relive that because this year it's the Celtics versus the Lakers, again in the NBA Finals. The Celtics are on a mission to redeem themselves after losing that last final in 1987 to the Lakers in this legendary rivalry. It's really a throwback to the past dynasties, to an age when NBA players were a little less mixed up with, I don't know, rape allegations, steroid use, violence. It's East Coast versus West Coast. Game one is in Boston on Thursday, and Lisa Salters is joining us from ESPN. You cover the NBA and lots of other things. And I have to say, you were with us a couple of weeks ago, and you did make this prediction that it would be the Celtics-Lakers.
I did, and you get lucky every once in a while.
Hey.
But everyone could kind of see this coming.
You know, great minds work together. I made the same prediction.
Oh, see? Yeah. So I really just kind of got it from
Stern made this prediction, too, actually, wishing it was...
I sort of forgot that he had. But anyhow, Lisa, what does this mean for the NBA? I don't think they could have wished for a better game. I mean, these two huge franchises going head-to-head.
Absolutely. I mean, it's huge for the NBA. It's huge for ABC, ESPN's broadcast partner, of
course. Huge for Jack Nicholson.
Which,
you know, broadcasting the finals.
Because, you know, as good as the competition has always been in the NBA, let's face it, teams like Detroit, San Antonio, they're not big ratings getters. But everyone will be watching Lakers-Celtics because, like you said, it's a throwback.
You know,
for those of us who maybe weren't, you know, avid fans then, I mean, in 1984, I was an NBA fan, but I don't remember a whole lot about those finals, but I know the history.
I definitely do, and it's a throwback for another reason. I mean, in the mid-80s, Michael Jordan was a star ascendant, but he could never get a team that was powerful enough to make it into the postseason. You've got LeBron James sort of waiting in the wings and was
exactly
in the postseason this year, and these two teams, it's really, in a lot of ways, reminiscent of the mid-80s.
And there's so much drama behind the scenes. For folks who aren't your diehard fans, for the casual viewer, there's so much drama. It's like a soap opera. There's the Kobe Bryant thing where a year ago today, Kobe Bryant was demanding a trade. I remember being at the finals last year thinking, I can't believe he's doing this and saying these things during the finals. You know, his team is not even playing, and Kobe Bryant's getting all the attention because he was demanding to be traded. And
now Shaq's gone. Can he do it by himself?
By himself. Everyone's trying to see if, you know, he can get it done by himself.
And
Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett.
I was about to say, and then on the Celtics side, you have a franchise that's essentially rebuilt themselves. They had the worst record a year ago. Speaking of a year ago, this year they're doing so well, and Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen, they're leading the charge there.
And Paul Pierce, who's been there through... Oh, come on.
Hey, they were not great in those postseason series.
But
they were not as dominant as they were in the regular season.
But in the Detroit series, they seem to pick it back up a little bit. It's going to be it's going to be a great series,
sure,
no doubt about that. But I'm interested. People keep saying, who do you want? You know, who are you picking? I don't know. I mean, I want it for Kevin Garnett. I want it for Kobe again. When you cover the league, you know, you get to know players. So it's not so much for me about franchises and what franchise I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for people, and you know their backstories, you know their personal stories, the problems that they're dealing with, the issues that they've had, the tragedy. So you root for them as people.
But from a fan perspective, what's really interesting to me about these two teams is that you have this loyal base of fans that has sustained even when the players, you're talking about the players.
Well, Celtics
but
fans
even
are crazy.
As the,
Where are
as
they
the players
go?
Have
Celtics
changed.
Celtics fans are crazy.
Celtics fans are diehard fans.
Yeah,
Lisa, help me
DNA.
Out here.
That's
LA
that's
Lakers
DNA.
Are diehard
oh,
fans
I was gonna say,
regardless of what's
on
happening.
The Lakers fans. Yeah. I mean, you know, I lived in LA for 12 years and you know, even when the Lakers weren't doing well, people were driving around with their little Lakers pennants hanging outside of their windows, and they're ridiculous. I had never been to the Boston Garden until this season because the past few seasons, Boston hadn't been very good. So we weren't really televising a whole lot of their games. But this year I went to the Garden for the first time and I got to see the fervor and I got to see what all the hype was about. Great fans. And it's going to be an outstanding series. I can't wait for it to ball in the air.
Kobe's last chance, do you think?
No.
Last chance? I mean, no. Last chance in the finals?
No.
If he doesn't get it this time?
Absolutely not.
Really?
The pressure's more on Kevin, Paul, and Ray.
Because?
Really?
Because it could be their last chance. But Kobe Bryant, the talent that he has, I mean, think about it. If they keep Kobe and Paul Gasol, they're only going to get better because, I mean, Andrew Bynum, a kid who's 20, 21 years old, who is supposed to be the center of the franchise or the center of the team, and he's got hurt unexpectedly. Obviously, everyone gets hurt unexpectedly. They thought he'd be back by the playoffs. He's not. I mean, I think Kobe has probably another two or three.
Well, Lisa, you're going to stick around, right? You know, you gave me an idea. Let's call for people's responses to favorite, like, Lakers-Celtics moments of the past, all right? You can reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Or mytake@thetakeaway.org. We got much more to talk about.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.